Hey, 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 friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. And today, your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Do you truly, truly, truly know the importance of punctuation? What would happen if you got rid of all punctuation? You would no longer have to worry about periods, commas, or question marks. Writing would be so much easier, wouldn't it? Do you think that it would make a difference? Well, friends, punctuation really does make a difference. For this reason, I am happy to tell you that we have an entire lesson dedicated to discussing punctuation. Today's lesson is called National Punctuation Day. And yes, we are going to be talking about punctuation. First, the importance of punctuation. And I know you might be asking yourself this very question. How can you celebrate National Punctuation Day? Okay, friends, open up your lessons or your magazines to today's lesson. And let's begin. Come on.
National Punctuation Day. The perfect day to discover the importance of punctuation. What would happen if you tried to bite into a huge hot dog? Well, the dog might become angry and attempt to bite you back. But if you tried to eat a huge hot dog, it would be safer and tastier too. This funny example from the book Eats, Shoots, and Leaves makes it evident why punctuation is so important.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 punctuation 这个不可数名词。P-U-N-C-T 这个字根有点或止的意思，所以 punctuation 是指标点符号。例如 I got a C on my essay because of poor grammar and punctuation. 我的作文得了个 C 因为文法跟标点符号都有问题。或者是 There's no punctuation in his text messages. 他写的简讯都没有标点符号。如果是标点符号中的其中的一个叫做 a punctuation mark. 例如 A period is the punctuation mark you use to end a sentence. 句点是用来结束一个句子的标点符号。接下来我们看的是 evident 这个形容词 ,vid 这个字根是指看见，所以 evident 是指显而易见的或者是明显的。例如 ,it's evident that overeating is closely connected to diabetes. 饮食过度和糖尿病的密切关联是显而易见的。它的副词是字尾加上 ly 变成 evidently。例如 ,evidently all boys need a father figure in their lives.很显然的，每个男孩在人生中都需要一个父亲的形象。
Hey, Gabe, Gabe, Gabe. I want you to imagine for just a moment that there was no more punctuation.
Wait, stop.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, that would be a different world, Rebecca.
It would be a very different world. You might just talk like this and never have to stop or think about anything because you could just go on and on and on. Hey, what'd you say?
Wait,
did you say anything interesting?
How is that any different from usual, Rebecca? You like to talk anyway. There's no period.
I think you're talking about yourself, Gabe. I often have to tell you to stop and let me talk.
Right, right, right. We need some commas sometimes, right?
And some... periods.
Okay, good.
And question marks.
Yeah, well, there's a big question mark over a lot of things that we say sometimes, right? Friends, it's true. Today is National Punctuation Day. Punctuation is really important, period.
Well, obviously it's very important because we have an entire day dedicated to punctuation so that we can talk about the importance of punctuation.
Okay, well, we read here that this is the perfect day to discover the importance of punctuation, and we see a great example right there. Rebecca, would you like to take a bite of a huge hot dog.
A huge hot dog? Yeah. Gabe, what kind
huge,
of question
a
is
huge,
that?
A huge, comma, hot dog.
You mean like a dog that's hot and huge?
Exactly.
Gosh, that's really disgusting. Of course not.
Right.
Obviously.
Right, because you like cats. Cats are better than dogs, so maybe you'd like to take a bite of a huge hot cat.
No, Gabe, I don't want to eat dog. I don't want to eat cat. So no, I wouldn't want to take a big bite of either of those.
Well, what about this? Mm-hmm. Would you like to take a bite of a huge hot dog with no comma? A big hot dog.
Oh, you mean like those sausages with the bun, the ketchup, mustard? You can get them at Costco.
Exactly.
Ooh, yes. I mean, I'm not a big fan of hot dogs, but yeah, that would be better than a hot dog.
Right. So the comma really is important.
Mm-hmm.
Now, friends, this is a funny example from the book Eats, Shoots, and Leaves. And just something about the title of that book. If you can imagine a panda who goes into a restaurant with a gun, and he eats a burger, he shoots somebody, and then he leaves. Okay, that's one image that you have. Now, here's the other image. You have a picture of a panda who is eating shoots and leaves. That is, bamboo shoots and bamboo leaves.
Uh-huh.
So the comma really does make a difference.
If we didn't have commas, if we didn't have periods, communication would be very difficult, and there could be a lot more misunderstandings. Well, we read, yes, this funny example. Shoots and leaves makes it evident why punctuation is so important, and I really want to highlight the importance of talking about that phrase, to make something evident. That just means, if you make something evident, this just means that it's easy to understand.
Now, I think of the noun evidence, okay, like in a courtroom, evidence. In Chinese, you might say, 证据, okay, you need evidence for your case. So it's kind of like that. This example is evidence that a comma is really important. The example makes it evident that commas are really important.
Okay, and here's another example. Let's say that you're talking with a friend and there is an argument or a misunderstanding. You could say, this argument makes it evident why good communication is very important. If you would have just communicated, the argument probably wouldn't have happened.
That's right. A lot of fights start because of misunderstandings or poor communication. Well, we read on here, according to the author Lynn Truss, commas really do make a difference. And since that's such an important phrase, we thought we would just talk about it a little bit. To make a difference, we think that you can make a difference wherever you are. So make a positive difference.
That's right. You do make a difference. You know something else that makes a really big difference?
No.
Is getting a good night's sleep. Getting a good night's sleep makes a difference as to how productive someone will be throughout the day.
And you know what else makes a difference, Rebecca?
What?
Well, before you go for a run, like a long race, make sure you stay hydrated. Drink lots of water. That really can make a difference.
You know something, Gabe, you are absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Well, here's another important question. Do commas really make a difference?
Let's see what Steve and Ken have to say about this in the Info Cloud. In comma, the Info Cloud. Is that correct? No, that's not correct.
No.
Just how important is punctuation? Well, consider this little story about the comma.
Back in the early 1900s, in the days of telegrams, a man went on a business trip. While he was away, his wife went shopping.
Now, the wife found something she loved, and she just had to have it. So, she sent her husband a telegram which read, "Found a beautiful diamond ring, want to buy. Price, $75,000.
The husband, utterly shocked at the price, quickly sent a reply saying, "No, price too high."
So, friends, with that response, do you think the wife bought the ring or not?
She bought it. But wait, you can't blame her. After all, the husband's response gave her permission to buy it. No price too high. In other words, anything for you, dear.
Now, had the husband added one little comma to his reply, he might have avoided the pain and suffering of having to pay a bill for $75,000.
Right. What he should have written was, no, comma, price too high. Meaning, are you kidding me? That's way too expensive.
Yes. So, friends, remember, don't neglect punctuation. It can make a big difference.
Comma 是逗点，不要看它小小的，到处都有，就认为它可有可无。曾经就发生过一个有趣的故事，在20世纪初期，也就是人们使用 telegram 电报的年代，有一个先生他出远门，他太太呢就趁这个机会去 shopping。他逛街的时候看到一个很高级的钻石戒指，于是他就发了一个电报给他老公，上面写着Found a diamond ring, want to buy, price $75,000. 找到一枚钻石戒指，很想买，价钱呢是$75,000。他的先生收到了电报，就立刻发电报回复 No, price too high, 不可以，太贵了。结果，这位太太买下了这枚戒指，为什么呢？原来他先生的电报当中少打了一个逗点在 no 的后面， no price too high 意思变成没有任何的价钱是太贵的，言下之意就是亲爱的，你要什么我都愿意帮你买。这位先生因为少打了一个标点符号，就花了他$75,000。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. So the question I have for you is, do commas really make a difference? Is punctuation really that important? Well, I think that we've already established earlier in our lesson that punctuation is very, very, very important. If you forget a little comma or even a period, someone just might misunderstand what you are trying to say. That is, if you're writing it down.Okay, friends, well, we still have more to talk about punctuation. So let's continue with our lesson.
National Punctuation Day. According to the author, Lynn Truss, commas really do make a difference. Forgotten punctuation...or wrongly placed punctuation can change a sentence's meaning. In recognition of the importance of proper punctuation, September 24th has been declared National Punctuation Day in the U.S. It celebrates marks such as the commonplace period and the humble comma. How can you celebrate? Read an English newspaper or magazineAnd circle all the punctuation errors you find. Correct all the punctuation errors you circled. Take a stroll and look for store signs with incorrect punctuation. Go home and write an error-free email to a friend. At the end of the day, you can feel good knowing that your written communication skills have improved.
OK, 其实我们看 declare 这个动词 ,declare 是指声明、宣布或者是宣告。例如 ,both countries declared a ceasefire at the same time, 两国在同一个时间宣布停战。或者是 ,this once renowned company declared bankruptcy early Monday morning, 这家曾经十分知名的公司周一早上宣布破产。declare 也指表态。例如 ,the congressman declared his support for this bill.这位议员表态支持这个法案。最后我们看的是 commonplace 这个形容词。 我们看到这个字里面有 common 一般的这个形容词，所以 commonplace 就是指平常的、普通的或者是不足为奇的。例如 laptops are increasingly commonplace， 笔记型电脑越来越普遍，或者是 backpacking has become commonplace in many parts of the world， 背包旅行在世界许多地方都成为了很常见的事。 And now let's get back to our teachers。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, let's continue here. In recognition of the importance of proper punctuation, September 24th has been declared National Punctuation Day in the U.S. Now, let's take a look at that phrase at the very beginning of the sentence, in recognition of. So recognition, that's a noun, and it reminds me of the verb form to recognize something.So we recognize that punctuation is important, so we're having this national day in recognition of that fact.
That's right. So we have this day to sort of appreciate the fact that we have a punctuation day. Well, there are other ways that you can use this phrase. For example, Philip just received an award in recognition of all of his hard work at the university.So he played a very important part, and now he's just got an award.
Okay, so you can get a prize in recognition of something that you have done. Okay, in recognition of the importance of proper punctuation, now we have National Punctuation Day. It celebrates marks such as the commonplace period and the humble comma.
It's funny, I never thought about the comma as being humble.
Oh, huh? Yes.
You get it, humble comma?
Well, I do get it. I understand what our author is trying to do, because, yes, we think of people as being humble, right? You'd use the word humble to describe somebody, not something. But you could, when you're writing, in a way, use it to describe something that you think maybe a lot of people think is not that important, like a comma. It's just the humble comma, but it is very important.
Okay, so here's the question that I know that you all have been waiting for. How can you celebrate this very important day? Well, first, our lesson says, read an English newspaper or magazine and circle all the punctuation errors you find.
Oh, how exciting! I get to circle errors.
Yes, yes, I thought that was pretty exciting too. And you get to read an English newspaper.
Oh, that's the important thing. Yes, friends, that's a great way to improve your English.
But this is a really fun part too. Correct all the punctuation errors you circled.
Oh, if you are a teacher and your students are perfect, then maybe this is the best way to feel like you're doing something with your life is to...find errors in something else and circle and correct those errors.
Of course, you can take a stroll, look for store signs with incorrect punctuation, or you can go home and write an error-free email to a friend. And you see that word free?
Yeah, free. This doesn't mean the errors are free, like no money. No, this means there are no errors. Other words that use the word free like this are like sugar-free.This drink has no sugar. It's sugar-free. Caffeine-free. This coffee has no caffeine. It's caffeine-free.
Exactly. Well, friends, right now, it's time for us to sing about this lesson with Sing
It
Out.
This is a good one. Period.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. Comma, 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 exclamation point. Comma, 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 exclamation point.
I like cooking my family and my pets.
What?
I like cooking my family and my pets.
Wait, Gabe, did you just say you like cooking your family and your pets?
Well, no, hold on a second, Ben. You need to listen to the rest of the song. It goes like this.
When you use a comma wisely in a sentence, you see you won't cook.Your family or your pets.
Oh, so how should we say it?
Oh, well, a comma is very important. Okay, what I mean to say is I like cooking, I like my family, and I like my pets. So when you're writing that down, you need to have a comma after cooking, like this. I like cooking, comma, my family and my pets.
Oh, hey, let me try.
I like cooking,
comma,
my family and my pets.
You got it.
When you use the comma wisely in the sentence, you'll see you won't cook your family and your pets. But what if your pet is a chicken?
Comma, 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 exclamation point. Comma, 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 exclamation point. Comma, 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 exclamation point.
Period.
It's the perfect day to discover punctuation.
I don't really care about that.
Oh, really? What would happen if you bit into a huge, hot dog?
The dog? Well, the dog might get angry and try to bite me back.
Right. But what if you bit into a huge hot dog?
Oh. Well, that's a bit safer and probably tastier, too.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That funny example makes it evident that punctuation is important. It's from the book, Eats, Shoots, and Leaves.
Interesting.
Yes. According to the author, commas really do make a difference.
Commas? Oh, forget about that.
Forgotten punctuation or wrongly placed punctuation can change the meaning of a sentence. Remember the hot dog.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So maybe punctuation is important after all.
It is. And in recognition of proper punctuation, today has been declared National Punctuation Day in the U.S.
What? People celebrate the commonplace period and the humble comma?
Mm-hmm. So let's celebrate.
Okay. But how?
Let's read an English article and circle the punctuation errors.
Well...
And then correct the errors.
Huh.
And then look for signs with incorrect punctuation. And write an error-free email to a friend.
Wait. I have a better way to celebrate.
Oh, really? What's that?
Take a bite into this huge hot dog.
Good. So are you ready?
Comma, 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 exclamation mark. Comma, 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 exclamation mark.
Period. That's all the time we have for today's lesson. We'll see you next time right here on
Studio Classroom.